As we look around our own nation, and really every nation, we're going to see many sincere people in false religions, which were not started by God, but by man. And you know, this can become a stumbling block for people to understand and obey the truth, seeing so many different religious beliefs. But we can be assured, as Jesus said, we can know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:31-32. So as we want to discuss this morning, we understand that atheists, agnostics, skeptics have rejected Jesus the Christ. But also, we can come to the conclusion that there are many religious people who reject Jesus the Christ. And so we need to ask the question, why did and do so many religious people reject Jesus the Christ? And we'll begin our study in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and Father Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning to PFE. And we all should be doing just that, preparing for eternity. Now, we want to take this opportunity to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street, right here in Martinsville, as we study God's Word in our Bible classes. We worship God in spirit and in truth, according to the New Testament pattern, but also with a proper attitude. That's John 4:24, is it not? Well, you would be very much welcome to join in with us. I can assure you, you will receive a warm welcome. Now, something else I want to mention. We look forward to having a Bible study with anyone that's wanting to sit down together and open up God's Word. So if you want to set up a time at your convenience, let us know. And if you have Bible questions or comments, positive or negative, again, you can write to us. That's 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is the zip code. Our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027. And our website address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. There you'll find our radio sermons and our bulletins as well. Now, let's get into our study this morning as we're asking this vitally important question: why did and do so many religious people reject Jesus the Christ? Let's go to John 18, and we'll look at verses 19 through 24 as our text for our study this morning. John 18, beginning in verse 19. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. This would be Annas, the true high priest. Well, notice Jesus' answer, verse 20. I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews also resort. And in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? Not realizing he had struck God in the flesh. Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil, but if well, why smitest thou me? Now Ananias had sent him bound unto Caiaphas, the high priest. That was his son-in-law, who was set up by the Roman government as the high priest. So you had two high priests. And you can study in Matthew 26, 62 through 68, where Jesus was before Caiaphas and how he was treated. Well, what we're seeing here, these are religious leaders. They're of the Jewish nation, of course. And so, why did God's chosen people, the Jews, have God's only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, put to death on the cruel cross of Calvary? You see, this is an example of religious people rejecting Christ. The promise God gave Abraham, Genesis 12, 1 through 3, there would be a great nation come forth. That's Israel. And the seed line would go through this chosen nation. The Messiah came through the Israelite nation. And they were given the charge to be a holy nation. Deuteronomy 26, 19. So this is the situation with Jewish leaders, religious leaders, mocking, smiting, and spitting in the face of the only begotten Son of God, God in the flesh. And here's another example. Remember Saul, before he was known as Paul? He was with a clear conscience before God, Acts 23, 1, arresting Christians, consenting to the stoning of Stephen. And as he was on the road to Damascus, the Lord appeared unto him and said, excuse me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks, Acts 9, 4 and 5. When you persecute Christians, you're persecuting Christ. His body is the church. The church of Christ. Exactly is what we need to understand here. So the purpose of this sermon again is to answer the question, why did and do so many religious people reject Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior? Now thankfully, Saul became, of course, known as Paul, and he was converted. As he went into Damascus, it was told him what to do by Ananias. And he became an apostle. And we know how he spread the gospel throughout the known world then. But now, as we answer our question, we need to start with this answer. And it's from the Scriptures. And it would be simply this: ignorance of the Scriptures. That's why so many religious people reject Christ, because they really have not studied for themselves. Notice how many times Jesus asked this question. Have you not read? Matthew 12, 3, but he said unto them, have you not read what David did when he was hungered, and they that were with him? Verse 5, or have ye not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priest in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? Matthew 19, verse 4, this is concerning marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Not for any reason, but one grounds for divorce was fornication, as we should know. Jesus, he answered and said unto them, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? That's it. Two genders. And that doesn't change regardless of what we're hearing today. But again, have you not read? Matthew 22, 31, but as touching the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken unto you by God? Mark 12:10. Have you not read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. And concerning the resurrection of the dead, notice here in Mark 12, verse 24. And Jesus answering unto them, do Do ye not therefore err because you know not the Scriptures, neither the power of God? Verse 26 and 27, and as touching the dead, that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob? He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Ye therefore do greatly err. So, what would Jesus say today to those of us who have been in the Lord's church many years? If we were to discuss basic doctrinal matters with him, would he not say, have you not read? Well, we should know. Jesus knows how much time we spend hearing and studying God's Word. We can read a lot of other things, but how much time are we spending in God's Word? Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. The division which we have in the church today is because brethren are not of the same mind and the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10, Paul dealt with this in the church of Christ at Corinth. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together, here it is, in the same mind and in the same judgment. Philippians 3:16, nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Yes, we need to strive together with one mind for the faith of the gospel. Philippians 1:27. You see, there has to be a standard to follow, or else you're going to have all kinds of different faiths, different beliefs contradicting one another, and confusion. And that's because religious people are ignorant of the Scriptures. They're not staying with the pattern. They're not following the rule. They're not having the Scriptures as their authority for what they do. So we need to understand that's one of the answers to our question. Why did and do so many religious people reject Jesus the Christ? Answer number two, a desire for a physical kingdom. Well, this has been a problem down through the ages. As we recall the Israelites desiring a king like the nations round them, that meant they were rejecting God as their king, and God let them have a king. And they found out it was not what they thought. Now, even the disciples were looking for Jesus to restore, physically the kingdom to Israel. Look at Acts 1, verse 6. Lord, at this time, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Peter was ready to fight physically when they came to arrest Jesus, cut off the ear of Malchus, the high priest's servant. Jesus put it back. Told Peter to put up his sword. Then later Peter denied Jesus three times, John 18:10-27. But notice, Jesus refused to be made king by the Jews, John 6:15. That's clear, isn't it? And then before Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. That's not a physical kingdom, is it? Well, of course not. Jesus said it was not of this world. Therefore, it's a spiritual kingdom. John 18:36. Let's stay with the Scriptures. How many denominations believe premillennial teachings, such as Armageddon being a physical battle coming before the thousand-year reign of Christ they talk about upon the earth, misusing the Scriptures, figurative language, making it literal, as Revelation 16:16, chapter 21 through 7. They take that literal, but that's not a true teaching that Jesus is going to set foot on the earth and reign here on the earth for 1,000 years. He's already reigning. He's reigning in heaven right now. And when Jesus comes again, he will not set foot on the earth. Stay with the scriptures. 1 Thessalonians 4:15-18. There it is. Study that. Don't take my word for it. Stay with the word of God. Premillennialists talk about the Antichrist. It's going to persecute the Jews while the Christians are raptured. False. The word rapture is not in the Bible. And the term Antichrist refers to anyone that denies Jesus is the Christ. There's many Antichrists. And that's anyone that's not accepting Jesus for who he really is. Look at 1 John 2:22. That's clear, isn't it? Who misses it? Well, let's just take the time to read that. 1 John 2:22. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. That's not just one person, is it? If we stay with the scriptures, it's not. Why not stay with the Bible? Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? It sure does. A desire for a physical kingdom. What do we find in the Catholic faith? So much emphasis is on the physical, isn't it? Wearing crosses, beads, counting the beads and the candles, or statues and religious garments and elaborate cathedrals, and on we could go. The cults, such as the Jehovah's Witnesses, what are they doing? Teaching paradise will be here on the earth. The Watchtower Society has their, material showing children with lions and snakes and so forth. What are they looking at? A physical kingdom. That's their desire. That's the problem. And that's why so many religious people are rejecting Jesus the Christ. Yes, they're religious. Yes, they may be very sincere, but they're not staying with the true Christ. No, sir, they're not staying with the Word of God. And what about in the Lord's church? Are not many putting physical needs over spiritual needs? Let's be looking at ourselves here. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33, and notice verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Well, what are we seeking first? Better be the kingdom. Better be the staying with the truth. Why desire that which is corruptible over that which is incorruptible and eternal? Physical things rust and fade away. They can be stolen. And one day they shall all melt with a fervent heat, as we studied last Lord's Day, 2 Peter 3:9-13. That's not global warming or climate change or whatever term you want to apply. That's God destroying everything that's matter. But look at 1 Peter 1:4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. That's not the physical, is it? No, sir, that's the spiritual. Colossians 3:1-2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Did you get that, Bob Hawkins? Well, I need to. And what about you? Yes, we all need it. 2 Corinthians 4:18-5:1. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Are we thinking about eternity? Prepare for eternity is what we must be doing, preparing, as our title is, for eternity of this program. But let's go on. We're answering the question, why did and do so many religious people reject Jesus the Christ? Answer number 3, traditions of men become very strong. Jesus spoke to the Jewish leaders in the first century about their traditions. Notice with me, Mark 7, 6 through 9. He answered and said unto them, well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. Jesus was referring to Isaiah 29:13. So, let's note this. Does not Jesus' words apply today to those who reject the commandments of God and keep their religious traditions? Paul warned about man's traditions to the Colossian church and to the churches of Galatia as well, who were having problems with false teachers, teaching a form of Gnosticism, which later would fully develop, but also Jewish traditions. Notice Colossians 2:8, for example. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Study Colossians 2:16 through 23 as well. Notice now Galatians chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. But now after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements? Whereunto you desire again to be in bondage, you observe days and months and times and years. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Yes, there were days to honor under the Jewish religion. According to the law of Moses, there were certain days that they needed to keep: the Passover, the day of Pentecost, the Feast of Tabernacles. All the male Jews were required to be in Jerusalem. But that was nailed to the cross. There's no days other than the Lord's day where to gather together and worship God and partake of the Lord's Supper and remember His death, burial, and resurrection and look to His coming again and examine ourselves. The holiday set up Easter Sunday, people look at that as a holy day. Well, why not stay with the Scriptures and look at the opportunity to worship God every first day of the week? You see what's going on? Man sets up these things. It's not in the Scriptures. Traditions of men become very strong, do they not? Yes, they do. So, let's ask some questions of ourselves. What would happen today if Jesus came here in the flesh? Would not Jesus say the same things today that he said in the first century? Of course he would, because he's speaking today through his word with all authority. Matthew 28:18, Colossians 3:17. His teaching applies to every generation since the first generation. Jesus preached the truth, but he was put to death by religious people with the help from the Romans because, number one, he was not the Messiah who they were expecting. Number two, he condemned the religious error and sin among the people, which included the jealousy of the religious leaders. So, would people in false religions accept someone who was a common person today? Well, they should. Jesus even spoke against those who love to be seen. Mark 12:37-39. David therefore himself calleth him Lord, and whence is he then his son? And the common people heard him gladly. And he said unto them in his doctrine, Beware of the scribes which love to go in long clothing, and love salutations in the marketplaces, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and the uppermost rooms at the feast. You know, Jesus was able to pass through a multitude without standing out in his appearance. John 5:13. So how many in false religions only listen to what they are told by those wearing religious titles, wearing robes or collars or precious medals to distinguish themselves? So many prefer error to truth. We've seen the reasons why so many people who are religious reject Christ, our Savior. They did, and they continue to do so because of ignorance of the Scriptures, desiring a physical kingdom, and holding to man's tradition that becomes very strong, which is not accepting the truth if they're traditions of man in error. 2 Thessalonians 2:10-12, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them, notice, strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. God allows man to believe a lie. Study Matthew 15:10-14, 1 Timothy 6:3-5. We better not be believing a lie. We better know what the truth is and not be ignorant of the Scriptures. It's not enough to be religious. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7:21. We must obey the truth, the gospel of Christ, to have true religion. So, let's be sure that we've done just that. If we haven't, it's not too late to do so. We stand ready to assist anyone of the age of accountability to obey the gospel. Hear the truth. Believe that Jesus is the Christ. Repent of your sins. Make the good confession unto salvation. And then be immersed into a watery grave to contact the precious blood of Christ that washes away our sins. We come up out of the water to walk in newness of life, and we're added to the true church, the body of Christ, by the Lord Himself, as we see in Acts chapter 2 there. We stand ready to assist you, and we want to thank everyone. We really appreciate so much you listening today.